today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners, salamun alaikum, welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Iran. You are with today's special and Ramadan and spiritual growth.
Ya Allah, 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 Ya Allah.
في سجدة للجبال في ركعة في صلاة نرجو بها إلها نسعى بها لرضا يا الله يا الله عادل في قضائك يا الله يا الله واسع في عطائك.
But first we look at the calendar. Today Saturday 12th of Ramadan 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of the month of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to verse 2 and 3 of chapter Ankabut from the Holy Quran. Then we come back, we speak about important points of these verses.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون.
Do the people think that they will be left to say, "We believe," and they will not be tried?
وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
But we have certainly tried those before them, and Allah will surely make evident those who are truthful, and He will surely make evident the liars.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Some people may be in some environments which are polluted from any point of view, and the temptations of making mischief surround them from all sides. Their great trial is that in such conditions they protect their own nobility and purity. A group may be involved in the pressure of deprivations while they see that if they agree to exchange the capitals of their noble selves, their poverty and deprivation will quickly disappear. But this is for the price of losing their faith, piety, freedom, nobility, and honor. And this very thing is their trial.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Dua for 12th day of the month of Ramadan.
اللهم زيني فيه بالستر والعفاف واسترني فيه بلباس القنوع والكفاف واحملني فيه على العدل والإنصاف وآمني فيه من كل ما أخاف بعصمتك يا عصمة الخائفين.
O Allah, on this day beautify me with covering and chastity. Cover me with the clothes of satisfaction and contentment. Let me adhere to justice and fairness, and keep me safe from all that I fear by your protection, O the protector of the frightened.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
As I told you, in this new episode of today's special, we're going to know more about Ramadan and spiritual growth. Ramadan is a time of profound spiritual significance for Muslims around the globe. It's a period dedicated to fasting, prayer, and reflection, offering a unique opportunity for believers to deepen their connection with Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This sacred month is not just about abstention from eating and drinking. It's a journey of personal transformation and spiritual growth. Fasting during Ramadan reminds us of our dependence on Allah and our need for self-control. It's a time when the heart is cleansed of worldly desires and the soul is nourished with increased prayer and Quranic recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the whole month of Ramadan and the family's mental peace. Peace is the primary missing element for human beings. And people of all religions and beliefs seek peace and comfort. Some believe wealth brings peace, while others believe attaining worldly positions brings peace. Thus, kings and rulers have trampled on all human values in their pursuit of an imaginary peace. Others have identified intoxicants, sedatives, and the like as a means of attaining peace. A group also consider absolute freedom and desires, such as watching obscene films, freely interacting with non-mahrams, that is, unrelated members of the opposite sex, dressing immodestly and lacking proper hijab as the only way to human peace. And they have made great efforts in this direction, especially the arrogant powers that instill in people the belief that absolute freedom and licentiousness are considered the only factors for human peace. The first step of Islam in bringing is to crack their thinking and culture. The infallible imams firmly declare that the world is not a place of absolute peace, which prevents us from dedicating all our efforts to the world and enables us to endure the hardships and sufferings of the life. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, quoting Allah, I have placed peace in paradise and people seek it in the world and never find it.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
Ya Allah.
What do we have today when we speak about preparing for spiritual growth in Ramadan? Start by gradually adjusting your sleep and meal schedules to align them with iftar and suhoor timings. Our spiritual growth in Ramadan is about more than just fulfilling the obligation to fast. It's an opportunity to strengthen our relationship with Allah. The essence of fasting extends beyond physical abstention to include moral and spiritual discipline. Setting clear personal goals for Ramadan, whether it's reading the Quran, increasing the time you spend praying, or giving more in charity, can help focus your efforts. Reflect on the past year and identify areas of your faith and practice you wish to strengthen.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد
تدعو إلى الدين القويم من الرشاد
يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الراشدين يا إخوتي هيا بنا نسلك طريق الذاكرين.
During different episodes of today's special, especially during the month of Ramadan, we emphasized about connecting deeply with the Quran. Ramadan is often called the month of the Quran, because it was during this month that Quran was first revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Engaging deeply with the Quran during Ramadan is essential for spiritual growth. Set a daily reading goal and reflect on the meanings of the verses. Consider joining a Quran study group. Ramadan is a time to reflect on our deeds, thoughts, and intentions, realigning them with our faith. The act of seeking forgiveness, known as istighfar, involves a heartfelt commitment to change and to do better. Delicate moments. Each night to sit in quiet reflection, assess your spiritual and moral compass, and sincerely ask for Allah's forgiveness and guidance.
There is no complete peace and comfort for a believing person except when they meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after this worldly life. And other than that, there are four things. Silence, through which you can understand the state of your heart and self in what exists between you and your Creator. Second, solitude, through which you can escape from apparent and hidden calamities of the time. And third, hunger, through which you can kill your desires, obsessions and whisperings. And fourth, staying awake at nights, through which you can enlighten your heart, purify your nature, and sanctify your soul. This narration mentions four factors for peace in this world: silence, solitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasting and hunger, and night vigil and tahajjud. So the blessed month of Ramadan provides a suitable environment for these factors of peace. It provides a perfect opportunity for believers to stay awake for tahajjud and supplication, solitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fasting and hunger during the day, and consequently the silence resulting from the wisdom of fasting.
May Allah forgive and guide all of us. Thank you for listening, and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي